This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey everybody, Ryan Bader here, Bellator heavyweight and light heavyweight champion. You're listening to Knockout Radio with that ugly man over here, Randy.
Comes the man in black. I'm going to get Ryan for that.
Yeah, for calling you ugly?
Yeah, well, truth hurts. I was watching the Four Letter Network yesterday.
Okay.
And they had a whole bunch of UFC stuff on.
Okay.
Top 20 this, top 10 that, top this, top that, top. It was like the top 10 Ultimate Fighters.
Okay.
And Forrest was number one.
Forrest Griffin?
Yeah.
From that one fight that he had with Bonner?
And that's, I was going to say, I don't get that.
I mean, that's a great fight and a legendary fight. Maybe the most iconic fight of all time, possibly.
I don't know if it's the most iconic, but it's the one that's gotten the most run. It's gotten the most talk. It's gotten the most...
It also came at a period and an era where it was still kind of unknown. It was still kind of barbaric and not really mainstream. And that was the first one that kind of put it on the map. That was like the first viral fight to go viral before viral was a thing.
But even if all of that is true, if the list was, you know, best careers or best, even though it didn't say that, top 10, blah, blah, wouldn't you have to put the guy who's now the pound for pound unofficial, because that list is...
made up by people who watch basketball for a living.
A bunch of stuff. I not too long ago, a couple years ago, there was a guy from Brazil who had like the top four were all Brazilian fighters. One might have had allegedly a record of like 0-9.
But he's Brazilian.
Hey. So he sticks with, you know.
It's like Oliveira, the champ. The belt went back to Brazil.
It did go back to Brazil. But I don't know if I'd necessarily make him the pound for pound guy.
No.
And I also don't think you have to have the belt to be the pound-for-pound guy.
Well, let's not get crazy.
What do you mean? The guy who just lost it, who was the pound-for-pound guy, didn't have a belt. So there. No. You're fired. In the words of the great Donald Trump, you're fired.
Oh, yeah. That's your boy.
Well, not my boy.
Where's he at? What's he doing these days? Is he still banned on Twitter?
Probably.
Am I still banned on Twitter?
Don't get me started. You know, I could really spend the next hour, and this would be the furthest sports show than it already is, you know, which would really not be well. Okay. But where were we?
We're talking about your...
Us.
Yeah, Usman.
He just leapfrogged John Jones. John Jones was the pound-for-pound list of whoever those people are that make the list. He didn't have a belt.
Who did John Jones fight next?
Whoever he wants to?
No, it's not true.
Whoever he wants to?
It's not true.
It is true.
No, he doesn't get to fight. I mean, Dana gets to pick, right?
Yeah, Dana gets to pick. But John Jones could, in my opinion, could come and say, I want to fight. I mean, he was going to get the title fight.
But Derek Lewis took that spot.
Because he didn't get what he wanted? Or
well, because of, they say because of money. They say it's because John Jones demanded more money, which is fair.
But that means that John Jones can pick who he wants to fight. John Jones will only fight if he fights X.
Stipe said he would give him the fight. So Stipe versus Jones.
Why would John Jones take that fight?
Well, because it was the former greatest heavyweight of all time.
It's a nothing.
He defended the belt four times.
That's a nothing
Stipe
fight.
Stipe is the only one to ever do it.
That does nothing for John Jones to beat the former champ.
I think the reason that Ngannou got this fight with Derek Lewis is
because John didn't,
because Lewis beat him before. Lewis beat Francis at one point in his career earlier.
I don't think that has a lot to do with it. Yes, that happened, but Derek Lewis was pretty much next. Who else is next? Who else should get the fight?
Well, you could have Cormier in there,
a retired guy.
I mean, they all retire after each fight. They all come back for the next fight.
Thank you for bringing it up. Dementia's killing me. So somebody, and I guess this was an old tweet, to Paul Feldman.
Okay.
Is that his name,
Paul Feldman?
No,
David?
No.
David Feldman?
The commentator who just retired again.
The
from Philadelphia. The Irish whatever. I can't think of his name.
Paul Felder.
I said that.
Oh, the Irish Dragon.
Oh, Felder. I said Feldman. Felder.
Yeah. Like Paul Feldman.
So, you know, he's related. He's from Philly. So somebody sent a text to him that said, stay retired. You're a better commentator than fighter.
Oh, I get those all the time.
Paul came back with, would you say that to my face?
Okay.
And the guy came back and said, no, because you'd kill me. That's why I did it online. So Paul's like, okay, touche. All right. So I questioned.
Okay.
Did you find that tweet disrespectful? Now, the more I think about it, maybe the part, I think it said something like, you're not a very good fighter, stay retired, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
I didn't have any problem. And I even said this to the person who put it out. It was Jimmy Denning who retweeted it. And I said, if you have a problem with that statement, I'm in trouble.
Huh.
Because I've said Jimmy Denning is a fantastic, unbelievable musician. And he's still a better person than he is a musician. So isn't that the same thing as what that person said to Paul Feldman? Felder.
Yeah, I mean,
first of all, Paul is a good fighter.
He's a great fighter.
He was a good fighter.
Top five.
Top five of what?
That was a top 10 list. He was a top five fighter. He was probably a top five at one point. I mean, top 10 for sure.
Does that make you a great fighter?
Well, it makes him a solid fighter. Makes him a good fighter.
Solid. Solid.
He's a solid fighter.
All right, so that's like the Hall of Fame. It's solid. You're not a Hall of Famer, but you're in the Hall of Fame because you're solid.
You're a solid fighter.
Right, well, that's...
You know you can get a good fight out of him. You know you can get heart out of him.
Okay.
You know you're going to go the distance.
So Paul is a solid fighter.
Solid fighter.
But he's a Hall of Fame commentator. I'm not saying he is. Right. I'm not saying he is. I'm just saying...
I actually like him as a commentator. I think he's a great commentator, actually.
Okay.
He's very witty. He's very quick. He's really...
So then the guy's tweet's right.
Yeah,
that he's a better commentator than a fighter.
I would agree with the guy's comment.
That's all I said.
I would agree with the comment.
I didn't find it offensive or disrespectful.
No.
When you're a... What did you call him? Solid. He's a solid fighter. Solid.
Yeah, he's solid.
He'll come and fight. He won't turn around and run.
He's not going to quit. He's not going to tap out. He's not going to like walk away.
I watched some of the Stipe Overeem fight where literally, and I was at that fight in Cleveland with Grossman, hanging out at, we were eating pig's ears and nose and all sorts of stuff at Mike Simon's restaurant. And every punch Stipe would throw, Overeem would turn and run away.
Okay.
What? So if Paul is a solid fighter and you're calling him a great commentator.
Yes.
And that's all I was saying. I didn't find it disrespectful.
Yeah. I like Paul as a commentator.
I was going to really slam you hard, but I won't.
Why?
No, it's all right. No.
He's better than me. He's a better commentator than me.
Well, everybody is.
That's not true.
I'm a firm believer my grandfather is a better commentator today than you are today.
Because he's passed on.
My grandfather's dead.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he still brings more talent and more content, and he's more prepared than you are. I'm sorry.
Would you say that to my face?
Yeah.
Well, then put it in a tweet.
Now, see.
Make it official. Put it in a tweet or I'm not going
to
read it.
If Paul was to say that to me, I would say absolutely I'd say it to your face. Because I don't find it disrespectful.
Would you be afraid of Paul Felder in real life?
What? That he's going to beat me up because I said you're a mediocre fighter?
He's a solid fighter.
Solid fighter. Oh, I thought you said mediocre.
That's disrespectful. Now, mediocre is disrespectful.
No, it's not.
You cannot use the word mediocre.
Sure you can.
You cannot.
If you are a mediocre fighter in the UFC, you're pretty good.
If somebody says your daughter is a mediocre anything, you're going to lose your mind.
Well, it depends because some of it might be true. She's a mediocre driver.
She's mediocre. Yes, that's true. And she's mediocre at being on time.
She's not mediocre. Mediocre would be good. She's definitely... What's below mediocre?
Me.
Yeah, well, yeah. You talking about somebody being on time is quite ridiculous. All right, I'm getting rid of you. We're going to do some sports here, or at least some combat sports. Right. When we're going to hit this break.
Okay.
Well, I should wait to see if he answers the phone first.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I'm not even going to say anything until we know he's on the line. Let's go hit a break. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone.
Yes, up in Nashville, Tennessee.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Larry the Cable Guy from the Blue Collar Comedy Tour, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Country Depot, located at 36 North Broad Street in historic downtown Brooksville, could be the coolest store on planet Earth. From home and garden decor, handbags, and sports items, Country Depot carries a very large variety of unique gifts like nautical, primitive, country, and much more. Follow them on Facebook at Country Depot and stay tuned to Knockout Radio for details on how to register to win a $50 gift certificate. It's called Country Depot in Brooksville and worth the drive.
Puckett Store Fixtures, located at 2450 5th Avenue South in St. Pete, is just amazing. Puckett's has everything and anything you could ever want or need to display that favorite jersey, picture, game shoes, or anything else you'd like to display. If they don't have it, they can and will custom build it, from hooks to mannequins, safes to display cases, and much, much more. Check them out at PuckettStoreFixtures.com or stop in and see them at 2450 5th Avenue South in St. Pete.
Jabra Elite 85T True Wireless Earbuds have been engineered with the most cutting-edge noise cancellation technology on the market to give you complete control over how you hear the world around you. It's time to level up the way you block out the world. Go to Jabra.com for more details on these and other great Jabra products and pick up a pair today.
Got bills? Looking for work? But nobody is hiring. StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today. Get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
All right, we are back, coming to you live.
You should be excited.
Why, the show's almost over?
No, it's a great day.
No, it's, you know, I saw something on the Book of Face about if you could go any state for a week, where would you go?
Ooh, depends on the time of year.
And you know what somebody responded? Florida.
Well, obviously.
No, I'm saying.
Paradise, then.
Pretty close.
I mean, the water, the weather, the sun, the beaches, I'm here.
None of those things interested me. the beaches, don't.
What would you do it for? What's the best part about Florida for you?
It's where I live, and I don't have to bother with other people or be near other people, and I can sit in my...
There's more people in Pinellas County than anywhere else
just
in the state.
Just at my house.
It's the most populated county in the state.
But there's no people in my house. Like, there was a rule for the kids growing up.
Okay.
And this is true. I'm not pretending here. There was a rule. They were to never get in the car of anyone who's never been in my house. But that really narrowed it down.
So it's a trust factor. It's a trust issue.
Well,
or was a control issue? like a dictatorship thing.
No. Oh, there was like three guys I played softball with that had been in my house. Other than that,
I've been in your house.
Well, that's because you stormed in. I had stormtroopers to keep you out, yet, you know, you still barged in.
You say I'm not in the circle, the Harris circle of trust, but I'm pretty much a Harris.
Here's the thing. You have to be invited into the circle.
Oh, you don't have to be.
Not stormed into the circle.
I mean, what about Walt Harris? Like, when you called me...
I think we're going to get Walt next week.
Well, Walt's
the return of Walt. Yeah. I know.
It's coming. Fighting the co-main event.
Yep, co-main.
And the big ticket, when you called me in Atlanta, and I handed my phone to Walt, and I was like, here, answer this. It's Randy. And you're like, who is this? Like, it's Walt. And you're like, Harris? I'm like, is there any other guy? I think that puts me in the circle. I'm surrounded by Harrises.
Here's the thing. It doesn't. It's like a nickname. Okay, like you Patel, can't give yourself...
Like the Patel family, like the...
You can't give yourself a nickname. It has to be given to you by me.
Did Diego Sanchez give himself the nightmare, or did other people call him the nightmare?
I'm going to assume that other people called him that.
Was Fabian involved in the nickname announcement?
I think he took possession of the nickname.
Did you see that he's come out and said that he is the victim? That Diego lured him in with his star power and being the UFC Hall of Famer. Is Diego a Hall of Famer?
No.
Really?
No.
What?
No.
What?
No.
He's better than Solid.
He's Solid.
What's better than Solid?
Well, no. If Paul's Solid, you're right. He might be. And that's not a dig on Solid. I mean, I'm just saying, I wouldn't. I would say Diego's career was a little bit better than Paul's Solid.
Because he won the Ultimate Fighter.
All right.
Does he go in the Hall of Fame? He doesn't go in the Hall?
No.
Does any of his fights go into the Hall of Fame fight wing category?
I'm going to say yes, since he's already in it.
Oh, well.
Once.
I'm just trying to create content.
No, you're not. Just an idiot. That's all.
I just don't know anything about the guy.
But, and this has gotten me in trouble. Your fight in the UFC Hall of Fame does not make you a Hall of Famer.
Well, according to ESPN, Forrest Griffin is the number one fighter on the top 10 list because of one fight.
But that doesn't change what I just said.
I agree with you. That's why we're best friends.
Well, we're not, but
we're besties.
Just because the fight is in it, and I know that I'm not looking forward to running across my very good friend, Frank Trigg.
Why?
Well, I love Frank. I love Frank Trigg.
You can tell me you got rid of his poster?
I have his poster.
Oh, I thought you got rid of it.
No, I don't get rid of nothing. Ask my wife.
Are you like a hoarder?
Yeah, yes. Yes. That's why I have so many damn storage units.
That's true.
Just of crap. And some good stuff, but crap. Yeah. But, Frank Trigg, Matt Hughes, fight is in the Hall of Fame.
Right. Frank Trigg's not in the Hall of Fame.
Frank Trigg's, in my opinion, he's not. And again, it's one of those tough love things back with Warren Sapp. If Frank has a problem and he punches me for it, so be it. I love Frank Trigg. We are very good friends. I think the world of him.
That was the fight that was really hard for you to watch, right? Because you were rooting for both.
You
were more sad for the guy that lost.
That's what I said.
Than you were happy for the guy that won.
I said that for a couple fights.
And so that happened to me on Saturday night. So we're watching the Norma Dumont fight. My wife's watching it, right? We met Norma in the airport as we were going to Brazil. She was leaving the UFC, going back to Brazil. We were on the same flight. And my wife saw her fight come up on Saturday. And she was a nervous wreck. My wife was, oh my gosh, I'm so nervous for her. My anxiety. And I was like, she's like, don't you care? I was like, I can't. Randy ruined sports for me. I was like, I don't cheer. I don't root. I just like watch for like documenting it. It's like as far as it factually happening. But you've ruined sports for me. I have no emotion.
Perfect.
When it comes to the only thing I care about.
I've finally done something successful.
The only thing I care about is how do I get a hold of that highlight jersey that's in your storage unit?
I'm going to say zero.
What do you mean zero?
Zero.
No, this 20 is the number on the thing. It's number 20.
No, there's a zero on it.
Right. So how do I get that in my collection?
Zero.
Listen, highlight's not even a sport you like.
I love highlight.
Do you?
Oh, my God. Highlight was awesome.
How come it's not a bigger sport? I mean, it's such a cool sport. And we're in South Florida where, Miami Vice, I mean, that was the
intro. It was in the entourage. Right.
So, I mean, you would think that everyone would play highlight down here.
There was a Fronton in Newport, Rhode Island, where I was stationed. There was a Fronton, obviously, on Dale Mabry in Tampa. I don't know if Ocala had one. I don't know if it's still open. Miami had one. I loved it. I loved playing. I was awful, but I loved playing. And, that is, Daniel is one of the greatest highlight players this country has ever seen. These guys would run like 35 feet up a wall to catch a ball.
I want to play. Can we play? How do we play?
I would never play on the same court with you, but I would love to watch you go out there and kill yourself.
I mean, it's the most dangerous sport in the world, right?
Because people don't... because of how hard the ball flies.
It's like 171 mile an hour.
But what people forget when they first walk out on the fronton is they put the cesta on, and when they go to throw, they go to throw it straight forward. Okay, so I know this is radio,
right?
But imagine this as you're driving. Keep both hands on the wheel.
Okay.
So you take the ball is in the cesta. I don't know what the ball is called in fronton terminology. But you go to throw it at the front of the wall, right?
Okay.
The only problem is the thing is curved.
Right.
So you're throwing it forward, but by the time the ball leaves with the curved area, it now hits the side and comes back and hits you in the head and kills you.
Oh,
so if you're looking forward, imagine a clock. If you're looking forward at 12 o'clock, you need to throw it at like 2:30. So the ball needs to leave at 2:30 on the clock for it to hit the front of the wall.
No wonder I love the sport. Of course. You know I'm Brazilian at heart. So the highlight ball is the fastest, hardest ball in sports. It has been clocked at speeds of up to 188 miles per hour. And as hard as a rock. The ball is about 3/4 size of a baseball and is constructed of hand-wound Brazilian rubber, which is wrapped in thread and covered by two hardened goat skin covers. So probably like Hogan and Brady covers. If it's goat skin, it's got to be.
Hogan's not the goat, so.
Well, you're in Clearwater. You be respectful to the sacred ground in which we are.
First of all, Tampa.
Hogan?
Hogan, South Tampa.
Are you crazy?
Hogan, South Tampa.
He put Clearwater on the map.
Hogan's from South Tampa.
I know that, but Clearwater is where he calls home. It's not where you're from, it's where you pay rent.
It's where you leave tips on tables.
I don't know what that means. I'm not going to touch that one.
Oh.
I don't like it. You know. But yeah, highlight. I want to play. Can we get a Knockout Radio highlight team together?
Find where there's a fronton. I will pay the fronton to let you out there on the court. Because a lot of people will get their wishes come true.
What's that? Me dying?
You dying on the fronton. Your wife will be happy.
I'm not dying. I'm like Rob Font. I'm going to start late in my career, but I'm going to dominate when I get there. It's pretty much like I do everything.
Highlight was awesome.
How you say it?
Huh?
How you say it again?
Highlight? That's the Jewish way to say highlight. All right, bottom of the hour. Only one more break. This is awesome. I can't wait to get rid of you. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is George Foreman, and I'm talking sports with Randy Harris.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070. 5070.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Country Depot, located at 36 North Broad Street in historic downtown Brooksville, could be the coolest store on planet Earth. From home and garden decor, handbags, and sports items, Country Depot carries a very large variety of unique gifts like nautical, primitive, country, and much more. Follow them on Facebook at Country Depot and stay tuned to Knockout Radio for details on how to register to win a $50 gift certificate. It's called Country Depot in Brooksville and worth the drive.
Jabra Elite 85T True Wireless Earbuds have been engineered with the most cutting-edge noise cancellation technology on the market to give you complete control over how you hear the world around you. It's time to level up the way you block out the world. Go to Jabra.com for more details on these and other great Jabra products and pick up a pair today.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
All right, we are back hanging out for the first time in a very long time.
Okay.
You know, here at the Tan Talk Radio Global Headquarters.
I got some breaking news.
Well, hurry up.
John Jones, UFC John Jones, hires veteran boxing promoter Richard Schaefer as advisor.
Great.
So
news.
It looks like John Jones is looking for outside help.
I asked you to keep his mic off. All he does is bring this thing down. All right, let's go to the phone lines and continue talking what the show is supposed to talk about,
combat
MMA.
Sports.
And welcome to the program, Bubba Jenkins. Bubba, how are you?
What's going on, fellas? I'm doing very well. How are you guys this morning?
Not too bad. We appreciate your time. We'll talk a little PFL, and then we'll talk a little bit about you. I love the PFL. I love the format. It's almost like the old-school tournament style. And, yes, I go back that far. Talk about, you know, the PFL and this tournament and how much you enjoy it, especially after your last fight.
Man, I love it. It's the way I believe professional fighting should go. You know, no talking your way into titles. And, you know, you beat this guy, and he's got to get enough points and to beat the next guy. And you really have different rounds and when you and where you can, you know, really show out and really put up some points like an NFL or NBA-type season. You really got to put up some stats. It's about performing every round. It's about performing every quarter, every round, every section of each tournament position. So I'm excited about it, and you know, after beating the champ, I would say I'm the guy to beat, even though statistically some guys got a knockout. And so I'm excited about what's coming up in the future for not only the fans of PFL but the contestants as well.
Do you welcome that? You know, with you beating Palmer, the bullseye. You just said it. You're the guy now. Is the bullseye on your back, and do you welcome that?
Absolutely. I like to be under the pressure. I like to have the big matches, the short notices, the switcheroonies. You know, I kind of like to have a little bit of outside presence built into having a little chip on my shoulder. That's kind of the guy I am. You know, I like to beat the giant that's at the door guarding the treasure. If it's not that guy, I don't want it.
All right, we'll get back to the switcheroonie, you know, in a second. But back to the tournament, and I've wondered this. Does it change your mentality in the middle of a fight when every point matters, where if it's win and move on, lose and go home, you may do something that you have to do to win the fight where the point might be more important?
Well, it's mostly if you win the position, you win the fight, you win each moment, you're going to do well. But like say that someone else gets a knockout in the first round, they automatically get 6 points. But you got a regular win and you got 3 points. You really want to try to get that knockout in the next round in order to not only have the points that you need to solidify yourself of going to the semifinals, but also to have the points you need to, you know, make sure you're on the right side of the bracket. Once people get more understanding of it and tune more into it, you'll really get to see how cool it is and how new and innovative it is to, you know, add fighting to such a statistical type of build-up.
Yeah, no, like I said, I definitely love it. Now, you brought up Switcheroonie. Correct me if I'm wrong, you just got Switcheroonied again.
Yeah, man. It's been a thing in our career. You know, me being a wrestler, they called me a land shark, call myself an alligator. You know, nobody wants to swim or get in the water with guys like that. And, you know, I do understand that Dizzy did take a serious injury. I hope he's doing better. But, you know, from history, you know, there's always going to be someone trying to pull out against a bad man. So I understand it, and I'm ready for it. You know, it doesn't matter. It's tournament season. It's tournament style. And right now, if they come out, we lay them down.
So that's just another version of the MMA flu, right?
Say that again.
I said that's just another version of the MMA flu.
Yeah. Well, I'm not surrounded by it. I'm not sure what that is.
MMA flu is when, you know, somebody, you know, pretends to be whatever because they don't want to fight the person.
No, guys catch the MMA flu often.
let me ask you this again, back to the Switcheroonie portion. In a roundabout weird way, is it almost an advantage because now it gives you something else to focus on over the next couple of weeks? Or, you know, do you want to just continue that one guy that you're looking at and it's coming June 4th? And
there's no advantage to it. You know, you're training for one guy, one style. You're starting to get comfortable. You're starting to be sharp on the mid. You know, at times like this, and then they, boom, switch it up. And, you know, like my guy's 3 inches taller than my last guy was, and he does different things as far as kicks. So, you know, it just kind of switched things very oddly. But, you know, if you're mentally strong, you just say, you know, no worries. That's just the way it's going to be, and I'm just going to adjust with it. Like anyone else. Everyone else in the tournament has to also switch. So, you know, it's kind of like that when you have tournament style.
Sure. You know, I was implying more that, you know, you train every day and now you know who your fight is, you know who the opponent is, and it's kind of almost monotonous. It's almost getting boring. But when you do have a switch, now you can kind of refocus, not necessarily your training, but refocus where it's being directed.
Yeah. I mean, it gives you a little bit of a reset, and it does switch up the monotonous of
Still there? We lose Bubba?
Light's still on, but I don't hear him. There he is.
Bubba, you back?
Yeah, I'm here. Did I lose you guys?
Yeah, we lost you. Are you at an amusement park?
Sorry, I'm here picking up my son on his last day of school. I told him I wouldn't miss it. I'm actually flying to Oregon tomorrow before the quarantine to take him to drop him off. And yeah, today was his last day, so I told myself, even if I had this radio interview, I was going to show up with the kids on school grounds, giving this interview, making sure I pick my boy up.
That's awesome.
That's awesome.
And, you know, we're only going to keep you another couple minutes, and we okay. Give thank you gifts, but I'm going to give your son one of your thank you gifts.
That's cool.
So
all right.
I'm going to send what was going to go to you, it's not going to go to your son, is going to be some wicked good cupcakes. So hopefully he's sweet lover.
Jimmy, because I'm doing the radio interview on the phone while I'm picking you up, they're going to send you cupcakes. What do you think about that?
I think that's awesome.
Oh, that's very cool. That's cool. Give me your thoughts on, you know, fighting in an arena with limited fans or no fans. Does it matter?
I think it's a little bit different. You know, I'm a guy that likes to have the atmosphere of the crowd, that likes to either be hated or beloved, you know, whether it's the Boo Birds that's coming out to wake me up or it's my crowd screaming my name. You know, I'm kind of guy that builds on the atmosphere. But I'm also a guy that, you know, if it's a calm, cool, collected kind of atmosphere, I shine. I really, really do shine. I do like the intense atmospheres. I shine brightest when the lights and the situation is hardest. But when you put a 2x4 on the ground and you ask anybody in the gym to walk across that 2x4, most people are going to walk across it. But it's the elite guys that when you take that 2x4 and you put it up between two Empire State Buildings, it makes them not so many people want to step up to that 2x4. So it's the difference in having the pressure and not having the pressure of the fight or the audience or the knockout or getting knocked out. So that type of 2x4 is what I'm talking about when it comes to the pressure of the audience. And I'm one that will walk on the 2x4 between two buildings or walk on the 2x4 on the regular mat that everyone will walk on. To me, it doesn't matter. I just get my mentality. I switch my steps up. I switch my mind up. I collect in. I lock in. I focus on the people that are in my corner and in my camp. And I only take warriors to the battle.
You know, let me expand on that for a second. Matt and I were talking about this earlier, and I've always said how MMA fighters, and everybody does this to a certain extent, but how you, it's like a light switch. You can go from being the nicest guy, girl, whatever, but once you're in the back or once you're starting to walk to the cage, or what is it that gets that flip switch flipped to turn you into a nice young man to a professional killer?
Well, sometimes it's the commas, the checks, you know, that's a good motivation. But, you know, I know that my sons are getting old enough, my children are getting old enough to see daddy have done the work and have reached the goal, or at least put a goal out there and then try to achieve that goal, not only in front of millions of people that they don't know, but in front of their eyes. And, you know, seeing them when I'm coming home and I'm tired, or seeing them after I go to training and workout, you know, seeing all the sacrifice that I make, it really does give me that extra drive or chip on my shoulder to want to make sure that I not only perform, but perform well and get the task achieved. That light switch is flipped so easily because I understand the people that are riding with me and the people that I have behind me trying to support me.
Before I ask a final question, one of the little things I like to do, you know, I try not to do a whole lot of research when I have a guest come on. I'll pull one or two things, and then it's really just a conversation, not an interview. But one of the things I like to do is find high school alumni of schools that my guest had. So you went to two different high schools, one Cox High, correct?
Yes, sir. I went to Cox.
One of the alumni, and this may get me in trouble on the other network that I'm on, one of your alumni is Todd Schnitt. And anybody here in the Tampa Bay area knows him as MJ.
MJ in the morning.
So that's sure. One. And the other, you went to Colonial. One of your alumni is the great Juice Newton.
Oh, wow.
It's just something I find cool. Most people don't, but I do.
Virginia Beach Stand Up, your first Colonial, and Cox High School are rivals. I happen to go to both, so I am Virginia Beach. But yes, I'm glad that my alumni did some great things and add me to the list of those alumni guys.
I was stationed in Virginia Beach back in the late 70s, and I'm curious, I don't know when you've been back to Virginia Beach, but we would wake up every morning to the worst smell because it was the largest pig farm, I believe, in the world over there by Damnick.
Yeah, well, that's not there anymore. It's a much prettier place.
Yeah, it was awful. All right, final question for you. Dinner. You're going to have dinner at your house. You're going to invite four people over, living or passed away, real or fictitious, and it can't be family members. It can't be, you know, fellow fighters from the gym. Who are you inviting over?
Okay, I'm going to invite Little Wayne.
Did we lose him again?
Uh-oh.
I think it's his phone.
No. We'll stall.
Oh, I'm sorry. I accidentally pressed the mute.
All right. All right.
We would have to invite Lil Wayne.
Okay.
Just because I'd like to have some good music. We would have to invite Bob Marley. Pretty interesting guy. Pretty lovable dude. Speaks a lot about politics and a lot about love and caring. We'd probably definitely have to invite Muhammad Ali because, you know, he's just an interesting man. And, you know, we got to talk war stories and everything that he was going through and all the stuff that, you know, he went through as a black man being in the boxing world coming up in the time and the era that he came up in fighting some of the greats. So that's something I would dig into. So we got Barb, we got Weezy, we got Bob, we got Weezy, we got Muhammad, and let's see. Who are we getting in there? Let's go with Martin Luther King. I think just hearing him talk, any speech that he has,
Did he hit the mute button again?
Of course.
Awesome. Now, good stuff. We're going to do a trivia question out of those four, so we're going to give away some stuff. Bubba, thank you very much for your time. Best of luck. Have fun on the 4th. We're going to send you a care package from 8 Man Strong, as well as a pair of earbuds from Jabra, and, of course, the cupcakes for your sons.
I appreciate you guys. Thank you for having me. That was an awesome interview, awesome questions, and I'll see you guys June 10th, ESPN 2.
There you go. Thanks a lot. That is Bubba Jenkins. Has the bullseye on him now.
He does.
He took out the top seed. He took out the million-dollar man.
The guy with the 11-fight win streak.
And good stuff. Good stuff from Bubba from Virginia Beach, Virginia.
Then maybe he can find your car.
Yeah.
If it's still there.
I got to find if that's illegal and I should stop talking about it.
Vehicles in the pig farm?
Maybe I left it at the pig farm. I don't remember. It had a flat tire. So, all right, this is Knockout Radio brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
Look at them yo-yos. That's the way you do it. Play the guitar on the MTV. That ain't working, that's the way you do it. Money for nothing and your chicks are free. Nothing.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
I want you to want me.
Hello, hello, this is Robin Zander. I want you to listen to Randy Harris. That's right, he's my friend.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
Jabra Elite 85T True Wireless Earbuds have been engineered with the most cutting-edge noise cancellation technology on the market to give you complete control over how you hear the world around you. It's time to level up the way you block out the world. Go to Jabra.com for more details on these and other great Jabra products and pick up a pair today.
Got bills? Looking for work? But nobody is hiring? StaffZone is, as the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is MC Hammer, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris, putting it down.
Fire it all.
You know, I didn't even bring it up, and I didn't bring it up on purpose. But our guest last week from BKFC, who's fighting Thiago Alves for the title,
okay,
was Pitbull's bodyguard.
Really?
Yeah.
What?
Yep. So
Pitbull's getting into the fight combat sport world, I hear.
As a fighter?
No, and an investor.
Oh. You know, there's money to be made.
Yeah.
You know, even though there's been a lot of organizations that don't make money, there's a lot to do.
Sure.
You know, and I started to get involved in one, an amateur one. But, you know, amateur fighters can't be paid, but everybody else seems to get paid.
That's true.
You know, there is money to be made. So, Bubba was pretty cool.
He's a great guy.
Yep.
And he seems like his head's in the right place. His thing's grounded and, yeah.
Well, nothing's more important than, you know, family and your children.
Yeah.
And, you know, what people don't realize is when today's gone, it's gone.
That's true.
So your final day of school or your first day of school or your last radio show, like, you know, for you, for this case. Dang, nobody caught that.
I'm not going anywhere.
Nobody even caught that. You didn't catch that.
Look, I'm like a bad mullet. Like, you just can't shake me, Randy. I'm not going anywhere.
What did he do?
I was saying how, you know, like today, once Bubba was picking up his son at school. And I said, you know, once this day is gone, you can't get it back. Just like this is his Matt's last radio show, and he can't get it back. But neither one of you caught that I'm going to let him go after today.
I'm like a bad mullet. I just don't. You can't shake me. I'm not going anywhere.
I was
going
to say.
Not leaving. Not leaving.
Speaking of bad mullet, he was runner-up for The Voice last night.
Who was?
The bad mullet.
I don't know what that means.
There was a young kid who's from, I think it was Dover, Florida.
Okay.
Who was on Carrie Underwood's team, who she blocked Blake from getting because he was a big country guy.
Okay.
And everybody really thought he was going to win. And the right person won. But again, Blake has now won, I think, almost 50% of the voice shows.
Oh, wow.
And which puts him at 500. Thanks to Bubba Jenkins, we batted 250 today.
Well, that's true.
You know, we had one of our four guests answer the phone.
But you still watch those shows? You still watch, like, The Voice and all the, like, American...
haven't watched American Idol in forever.
Great Race, Biggest Loser.
Yeah, we watch those. I don't watch Loser, but, you know, Survivor I'll watch. I'll watch
those. Is that still on? Survivor still on?
Well, not because of the pandemic, but, you know, because it's so limited on what I can watch. Because when I do watch certain things and I see stuff and get set off, I have to hit social media, and then I get all those phone calls from Warren and everybody, get off.
Wouldn't Survivor be better during the pandemic? I mean, just...
You would think.
Survive like the invisible killer. And
well, hold on. It's just like these fights. You know, Bubba's got to go to Oregon to quarantine, you know, for the 4th.
Right.
If you're in quarantine and then you go to an island, you're not... You don't have it.
Yeah.
So if everybody that's going to the Survivor Island has been tested and quarantined, why is there a worry? You should be able to continue those shows.
Right.
You know, the non-face mask thing now.
And Oregon, that's probably why Bubba said, you know, good morning.
Yeah.
Because he was on the West Coast.
Well, I think he's in Vegas, but it's still the same thing. It's still 3 hours.
What is it like to call it the left coast in the rap world?
It is.
Speaking of rap world, Meek Mill is performing live at the Triller Fights. It was just announced.
I don't know who that is. Is that the guy from Philly?
I don't know who that is.
Well,
I'm sure Sean will know who it is. It'll mean something to him.
Maybe Bubba
will invite him to dinner since he likes Lil Wayne. I think Meek Mill and Lil Wayne are somehow connected.
All right. I don't know what the official odds are, but what do you think the odds are for both Pauls to beat Mayweather?
At the same time?
Yeah.
Oh, a tag team match?
Well, I think it's the only way that they could... Not even a tag team. You know, like in wrestling, all three are in the ring at the same time.
I mean...
It's like the Royal Rumble.
But you can't let somebody like Floyd go out like that. I mean, he's supposed to be a legend and an icon.
What do you mean supposed to be?
And a goat.
What do you mean it's supposed to be a legend?
If he gets beat by Logan Paul, it will be the greatest upset of all sports history of all time.
Again, as always, you have no idea what you're talking about.
Of all time. It would take the place of Buster Douglas knocking out Mike Tyson.
It wouldn't.
It would.
And it wouldn't take the place of Matt Serra knocking out GSP.
Yes, it would. Absolutely.
It wouldn't.
Only you know, MMA fans know Matt Serra. Nobody else knows who Matt Serra is. And they barely know GSP. GSP is not even known in Canada unless it's from Justin Bieber and Pamela Anderson.
Oh, my God.
And Everclear or whatever that band is.
Can I get in the studio and cut a commercial after this? I need to find a new Coco host. Because I can't go these weeks of wanting to strangle you with that toy.
With the current unemployment, everyone is hiring, including Knockout Radio.
Apply today. I get paid to keep his mic on now.
That's right. Paying to keep the mic on.
Wow.
Keep the juice flowing.
Whatever.
But look, you know, GSP, we've talked to Canadian fighters that said he didn't get the deserve or the respect
in Canada.
In Canada that you would expect him to have. In Montreal, he's a king.
In Canada, because it was early mixed martial arts, it's still hockey. Everything is hockey, 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 hockey. But GSP, I think got more worldwide than he got in Canada.
Right. And Logan Paul and Jake Paul are global. They are now, they're probably the first ones on Mars to have a Instagram account.
I don't think so.
Yes.
I don't.
They are bigger than any of the names you just mentioned.
I mean, you could be right.
I know
it'd be
I'm
the
right.
first time.
No
but
question.
They are
the biggest name. So if a YouTube sensation knocks out a 50-0 undefeated GOAT in Mayweather.
You're talking about a Logan that's 0-1.
That's what I'm saying.
He's 0-1.
He does this. It is a real fight, not a My Pillow sponsored, you know, like for the what did I do from Minnesota, you know, the My Pillow.
Oh, I got something I got to tell you. 3, 2, 1. Got your hat. I love that.
Got your attention.
You know,
got your money.
You know how I am with cash.
Yes.
I considered buying Got Your Hat. An item. You know, they had that trademarked already.
Yeah.
some of the worst, in my opinion, for legal purposes, in my opinion.
Designs.
Oh, my God, it was awful. If it would have been cool, I might have bought one.
You know you're going to get one.
Not like that.
You have to get one.
I'll go make it myself.
Well, yeah.
That's what it looked like.
But look, if Floyd wasn't in on that press conference, think about from just a logical standpoint, the 50-0 GOAT of boxing that's never been beaten gets his hat snatched by the brother of a guy he's fighting at an exhibition and chases him through the crowd like a teenager. That's yes.
Got your hat.
He should have got a haircut. Well, he should have got you. Did you see Floyd's head looking all nappy? Like, Floyd should have had it. Why? How can you be Floyd Mayweather and look like that?
How was he not in on it?
He had to be
in. How was he? First of all, how do you let him get that close? Your bodyguards are there.
And they're bigger than Pitbull's bodyguards.
No, their bodyguards are bigger than Mount Everest.
But not bigger than Shaq's bodyguard, because Shaq's bodyguard
was bigger than Shaq.
Who is that?
Like, is that a prerequisite that your bodyguard has to be bigger than you are?
I think so.
Unbelievable. So not only did you allow him to get that close to get your hat, but then in the back where he kept acting really big and bad, I'm going to kill you, and then he would walk away. And then he'd turn around and come back again. If it's real. Hold on a second.
Go.
If you're Floyd Mayweather, and if one of the 400 legendary stories are true, don't you just turn to your two bodyguards and they snatch Paul up and you never see him again?
Unless Paul
knocks alleged, them by the way. All out. That's alleged.
What if Paul knocks them all out? Knocks out the bodyguards too? The Paul brothers are the real deal. These guys are the best fighters on the planet. It's time for you to recognize that, Randy Hannah. Gotcha.
I think you just lost your radio license.
Well, which one?
I'm just saying. Somebody's texting me something that you might have said.
What did I say? Paul's the greatest fighter
of all time. We're going to have to go back to the tape.
He's going
to
be the greatest fighter of all time if he beats Floyd Mayweather in a real fight. If this isn't just some pillow fight, you know, pity pat stuff and Floyd.
That's not true.
If it's a real fight. And he knocks out Floyd.
And he knocks him out. It doesn't Connor make him.
Couldn't do.
No.
Absolutely 100%. Logan Paul will be the greatest fighter of all combat sports ever. Everyone will know this kid's name forever.
Typically, I call you an idiot. And this time, I mean it. First of all, it's a 412-year-old Floyd Mayweather.
It doesn't matter.
Still, it does matter.
You're fighting a name. You're not fighting the age. You're fighting the legendary
Hall of Famer. You are fighting a legendary name.
The name.
But still, it's not Floyd Mayweather of 25 years ago.
Didn't Hogan throw Rocky through to like the row three or something?
Yeah. and I still think he should have been arrested for it. And no, Hogan didn't, by the way. Thunderlips did. It's a big difference.
Well, just saying.
Who was the baddest opponent of Rocky Balboa?
The Russian dude.
You think?
Ivan.
Over Clubber Lang?
Didn't he kill the
Yeah,
the,
but Apollo was old.
So Floyd. Right. Logan might kill him in the ring. Who knows?
I don't know. Apollo, I would say, was a great, you know, you're a good fighter, but I think Clubber Lang, yeah. See, the Russian, Ivan Drago, you know, was all shot up. That was all steroids.
Yeah, but that's
Clubber Lang wasn't steroids.
I mean, the steroids is just part of fighting.
Tommy Gunn? Well, Tommy Gunn wasn't bad. He wasn't a bad dude. Clubber Lang was a bad dude. Just like Mr. T. But yeah, Clubber Lang was a bad, bad dude.
What you talking about, Wiz?
And then Antonio, and Antonio was just all prim and proper and, you know, a great fighter in the show, but he wasn't bad.
Right.
Bad was Clubber Lang.
Clubber Lang.
Matter of fact, next Wednesday, I'll wear the Clubber Lang t-shirt.
All right.
Clubber Rocky. No UFC this weekend.
No. Are you sad?
No.
No, I mean, there's too many.
It does.
You need a break.
There is too many, and it does get old. And
things are starting to open back up. I mean, sporting events are coming back online.
Well, Phoenix will be open. Glendale, you know, will be fans.
I saw at $1 today, they're building some huge outdoor concert venue. Apparently something, live music or something's going on over there.
At $1?
At $1 in the field right there. So, you know, concerts coming back.
Maybe it's a Super Bowl celebration. Yeah. No, for 21.
Yeah, they don't have to like even...
Well, they're going to celebrate it beforehand. They're going to put... You were talking about all the pressure. So they're going to put all that pressure on them. They're going to have a celebration before the season for the 2021 season.
Do another boat parade, throw the trophy again.
Yep.
What can Brady do to top last year's performance?
With the trophy?
Yeah.
Nothing. That changed him. That made him legendary status. Not all these rings. And that made him human.
Sure.
You know, and I said that about Peyton when he was on Saturday Night Live. Him doing that boat parade, him doing what he did, and that was a completed pass as well. Could you imagine if it was incomplete and it fell to the bottom of the river?
It would have ruined Brake's career.
Tom's. Tom would have said, it hit you in the hands. Right. It's your fault. Right.
You got to catch that ball.
Now redo your contract where it's all on you.
That's true.
All right. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. I want to thank our one guest that answered this phone today, Bubba Jenkins. Chuck Liddell is back set for next week, as is Eric, and we'll talk about stem cell. All right. It may be another 5 years before I get back to this place, so I'm out. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Song. Well, I took a walk around the world to ease my troubled mind. I left my body lying somewhere. But I watch the world flow to the dark side of the moon.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF